Today is the first day of the three-day Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. And as NPR's Hadil El-Shalchi and Anas Baba report, this year's Eid in Gaza is a somber one.
The Al-Jazar Deir al-Balah farm is well known in the center of Gaza. NPR's Gaza producer Anas Baba says he's known the farm since he was a little kid. Normally, around Eid al-Adha, it's teeming with people. Children watching animals in their pens, parents picking out the sheep or goats to sacrifice. Sami Abdel Jawad owns the farm. He says in a normal year, the farm would have 800 sheep. This year, there's 80. Normally, there are 400 cows. Now it's just four. And everything is more expensive. Abdel Jawad says before the war, 2 pounds of meat cost $10. Now it's eight times that. And now, a sheep costs $3,000, way too much for most people in Gaza to afford for the Eid sacrifice. Because of this, he's earning less than ever this year. And it makes Abdel Jawad sad that he can't give his own kids the Eid they're used to. They've asked me for candy and to host friends, but we just don't have the means, he says. Anas Baba also visited a family in a camp in Deir al-Balah. It's home to thousands of Palestinians displaced by the war. Ibrahim al-Kurdi is a father of five who worked as a trader before the war. Now he lives in a tent. Before the war, al-Kurdi remembers including his children in the rituals of Eid, an opportunity to teach them good values. When we came to distribute the meat, the small children would say, "Let me take it to our neighbor who's in need," he says. Al-Kurdi says Eid al-Adha feels like a distant memory now. Grilling and kebabs and barbecue, everyone has forgotten them, he says. Eid was also a time for visiting family and friends, but now it's almost impossible. We don't even know where our relatives are, Al-Kurdi says. Most people in Gaza have been displaced by the war, and more than 37,000 Palestinians have been killed. We go through a slaughter every day, he says, referring to the war. Ibrahim's mother-in-law, Reem Al-Kurdi, says she misses the prayers, family gatherings, and especially grilling the meat from the sacrificed animals. We prepare the grilling equipment, the coal, the onions, the tomatoes, Al-Kurdi says. Another important ritual is buying and wearing new clothes, especially for the children. But this year, there's no home clothes available, let alone Eid clothes, she says. And then Baba asks her a hard question. What's the toughest part about this Eid, he says? Not having a home, she says. Not having a home is the toughest thing. The home is the basis of Eid, Al-Kurdi says. If there's a home, there's Eid. If there's no home, there's no Eid. With Anas Baba in Deir al-Balah, Gaza, I'm Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.